You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Bavard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward and the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you that have tuned in today. You will be blessed. God is going to bless you. God's going to bless your life. But I want you to meet us tonight. Amen. Miracle Deliverance Healer Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East, Northeast in Melbourne, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking tonight. Amen. Come on out and be blessed. God has a miracle for you with your name on it. Then Friday night, amen, praise the Lord, Evangelist Sheila Crockton will be speaking, amen, 8 p.m. each of those nights. So come on out and be blessed because God has a miracle for you. Then on Sunday morning service, yes, yours truly, hallelujah, Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Yes, me, I will be speaking that Sunday, 11:30 a.m. You don't want to miss these three services. God has a miracle for you, and you need to come and get it. God want to bless you. He want to bless your life. He want to bless your home. He want to bless your family. Amen. 10 o'clock is going to be Sunday school. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. With Sister Letitia. Amen. Come on and be blessed. God want to bless you. God want to bless your life. I want to preach in the Word of God today. Amen. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Praise the name of the Lord. And it reads, then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria. And he was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the king, amen, fell down from the roof. Glory to God. Amen. And he wanted to know whether he was going to live because he was sick. He was injured. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he sent messengers to find out from Beelzebub, amen, the god of Ekron, whether he would live. Third verse, but the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say unto him, is it not because there is not a god in Israel that ye should go to inquire Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Praise God, I'm telling you, many times God get angry at people because he send messengers. He send people to get them delivered. He sent a prophet, he sent an apostle to get them delivered, and they want to go to another person. They want to go to the root worker. They want to go to the, amen, witch or warlock. But, amen, God send you a man of God. God send you a woman of God in that city, and you need to hear what God is saying. Praise God, don't you go out and inquire because you want to receive what you want to receive. Amen. When God is not speaking in that area. Amen. Hallelujah. But God had Elijah, the Tishbite. Amen. The man of God. A man that hear from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he met them while they were going. Amen. And he wanted to know, why is he sending you out of town when there's a God in Israel? God wants you to know there is a God in this area. There is a God, amen, that's speaking to his people. And he has servants, he has men and women of God. You need to listen to them. You need to inquire of them what God is saying. Amen. Don't you try, amen, to go where you think you can get an answer. Amen. God has the answer. The world doesn't have the answer. The witchcraft, the warlock, amen, don't have the answer. The soothsayer don't have the answer. But the man of God, the woman of God has the answer. And you need to inquire of them. Fourth verse said, now therefore, thus said the Lord, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art come up, gone up, but thou shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. Elijah gave them what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to have a true prophet, a true apostle in your area that will hear from God and that will tell you what God say? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you got time to get it right. When you hear a message from the right messenger. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need to get the right message today. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, why are you now turned back? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The king won't know why you come back. Amen. Why did you turn back? Amen. Hallelujah. You came back so quick. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sixth verse, and they said unto him, there came a man up to meet us and say unto us, go turn again unto the king that sent you and say unto him, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God has a word and God is talking. Amen. Hallelujah. And they told the king, amen. Hallelujah. We met a man. Amen. And he told us to go back and give you what God is saying. I want you to know God is speaking. Will you hear today what God is saying? God is speaking to the church. God is speaking to the people. He's speaking to you individually. Will you hear what God is saying? Will you do what God is saying? Will you work according to what God is saying? Are you seeking another answer? Praise God, so you can keep on partying, so you can keep on carousing and doing what the devil wants you to do. Why don't you straighten up your life? Why don't you get your heart right? Why don't you turn to God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might? And if you do that, you will receive eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this, he said, is it not because there's not a God in Israel? Praise God, there is a God in Israel. There is a God in Melbourne. There is a God in Florida. There is a God in the United States. You don't have to go out of your territory. You don't have to leave your environment. Because God will send you the message. Praise God. He has, amen, a word for you. And if you want to receive it, you can come to the man of God. You can come to the woman of God who God has raised up. Hallelujah. That thou sendest to inquire of Bezalel, the God of Ekron. Why are you inquiring of another God? Amen. When God has sent you the answer, when God has sent you somebody, amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to hear God, because you don't want to receive the word from the prophet of man of God. Amen. And you inquire of another man of God. Amen. You're inquiring of the witchcraft of the warlock. Other people, amen, you're gonna die. Praise God. God spoke to me when we was in all-night prayer and said that death angel is gonna walk the land. I want you to know you better get ready because God is not playing. Oh, I know many of you out there playing church. Amen. Hallelujah. Have no fear for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Feel like you wanna do what you wanna do, so you're doing it. That you're gonna surely die. Amen. And if you die and your sins and your soul are lost, you're gonna die and go to hell. Why not hear God? Why not receive the word of God? Amen. Hallelujah. The king did not want to hear from Elijah. Hallelujah. He did not want to hear what God was saying. You better get yourself together and hear what God is saying when he send your messenger in the area. When he send your messenger, amen, hallelujah, to give you what God is saying, you better turn your ears to what God is saying. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? Amen. The king wanted to know. Amen. Because he knew of Elijah. He knew that Elijah was there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he knew, amen, Elijah would tell him what God say. Amen. Many of you have itching ears and you don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to obey the truth. You want to hear what you want to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. But you better hear from God. You better hear what God is saying. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And God is talking. Amen. God is talking through his men and women of God. God is talking through his prophet. God is talking through his apostle. God is talking through his prophet. God is talking through the pastor. God is talking through the teachers. Oh, hallelujah. But you want to do it your way. You want to have it your way, and you're not willing to listen. You continue to rebel against God. You continue to disobey God, and you will receive death. The death angel will come and walk in your house and strike you down, and you will die in your sin. Hallelujah. But if you hear God, you got a chance to turn around. You got a chance, hallelujah, glory to God, to hear what he's saying. The 8th verse say, and they answer him, he was a hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. Amen. They explain, hallelujah, what the man, the God, looked like. Oh, glory to God. God send you a man of God. Amen. And you know the details. He send you a woman of God, and you know the details. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're going another way. And the Bible said, and he said, is it Elijah the it is Elijah the Tishbite. He knew who it was. Hallelujah. He knew that there was a man of God. Hallelujah. There was a man that speak from God. Oh, I don't want to receive him, but I know who he is, and I know who's telling you that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's Elijah. You know, amen, when you got a man of God in your city. You know when you got a woman of God in your city. So why don't you come? Why don't you come and be saved? Why don't you come and be delivered? Why don't you come and give your life to God? I know many of you saying, I got a habit, and I can't seem to break that habit. I'm on drugs, and I can't put down my drugs. Oh, hallelujah. But God can help you. All you got to do is come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest. Praise God. You're toiling, you're tossing, and you got no rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get rest. God will help you. God will deliver you. But if you stiffen your neck, if you continue to rebel against God, if you continue to be disobedient, you will be destroyed. And the next verse say, the 9th verse say, then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He sent about 100 people to them. Hallelujah. And he went to him. And behold, he sat on the top of the hill, and he spoke unto him, thou man of God, the king said unto thee, come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got nerve. Amen. I know he's a king. Hallelujah. But God, amen, has Jesus, who is the King of kings, and God is the ruler of all things. So you don't send nobody and say, come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And think that they're going to obey you. Amen. Hallelujah. They got to obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you need to know that Elijah was obeying God. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Amen. Listen, God will consume you. Amen. God will destroy you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't come against a man of God. You don't come against a woman of God. Amen. Because God will consume you. God will destroy you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you better come humble. You better come in the right manner. You better come with the right kind of heart. Amen. You better fear God. I know today many of you don't fear God, but God is a God. He's a consuming fire. And he will destroy you. God destroyed the 50 that was with this man. Amen. And again, also, he sent unto him another captain of 50 and his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus has the king said, come down quickly. Oh, he sent some more. Hallelujah. 50 more. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he went to the king. Hallelujah. And said, the king. Hallelujah. Went to Elijah and said, the king said, come down. You need to come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better watch how you say it. You better watch how you talk to God's anointed. You better watch how you talk to the man of God. The woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be careful. Be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. And Elijah answered and said unto him, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee in the 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a man of God in town. There is a woman of God in town. But you must fear them. The Bible said, touch not my anointed. Oh, hallelujah. You may think that means with your hand, but it means with your mouth. Hallelujah. Don't you put your mouth on the man of God. Don't you put your mouth on the woman of God. God will send a consuming fire and he will destroy you. You better learn to fear God. You better learn to listen to what God say. Hallelujah. Because God will destroy you. Oh, I want you to know he's a loving God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you got to humble yourself. You got to respect God. You got to fear God. You got to honor God. You got to reverence him. 13th verse. And he sent again a captain of 3. Hallelujah. Third 50. And his 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came down, came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. This man came with an humble spirit. Amen. He came asking for mercy. He came falling down on his knees. Oh, hallelujah. How do you dare? Amen. Do people not want to fall down on their knees? How do you not want to respect the man of God? Amen. How do you not want to respect the woman of God? How do you not want to, amen, humble yourself? You got to humble yourself. And he asked for his life. Oh, glory to God. And the people that was with him, their life, amen, hallelujah, to make it precious in your sight. Yes, souls are precious in God's life. Hallelujah, sight. Life is precious in God's sight. Amen. And the Bible said, behold, there came fire down from heaven. Hallelujah, glory to God. And burned 2 captains of the former 50s and their 50s. Therefore, let thy life now be precious in thy sight. This is what the man keeps saying. Amen. And the Bible saying, the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down. Hallelujah. With him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will tell the man of God or the woman of God to do what to do. If you have respect, if you humble yourself and you honor them, if you come, hallelujah, with a merciful spirit, amen, hallelujah, with a reverent spirit. I know who you are. I reverence who you are. You got to come with that reverent spirit. Amen, hallelujah. That arrogant spirit is not going to work. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. That spirit of rebellion is not going to work. God said, go down. And he said, be not afraid. And he rose and went down, hallelujah, with him unto the king. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, hallelujah. The man of God can obey. The man of God can do, amen, hallelujah, God say it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because, amen, the king think they got a lot of power. Because you're the governor, you don't have more power than God. Because you're the president, You don't have more power than God. God has all power in his hand. Hallelujah. And you got to reverence him. You don't send messengers, amen, there to be rebellious. You don't send messengers there, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, cause division and confusion with the man and woman of God. But you come with a humble spirit, even if you're coming from, hallelujah, with a message from the king. Even if you're coming with a message from the president or from the governor. Oh, hallelujah. You must reverence God because God is higher than any office. Amen. Hallelujah. He's higher than the police. He's higher than the judges. He's higher than the lawyers. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And he said unto him, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast sent messengers, hallelujah, to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, hallelujah, is it not because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word? Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet was asking him, why did you send messengers, amen, trying to seek out Beelzebub when we got a God here in the city, when we got a God here that you can inquire of? Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, Elijah said, therefore thou shalt not come down off the bed, hallelujah, on which thou art going up, but thou shalt surely die. Amen. Hallelujah. Elijah gave them the word. Listen, we're going to give you the word. You might as well, amen, hear what God is saying. Because if that's a real prophet, if that's a real man of God, that's a real apostle, they're going to give you what God say. Don't try to seek God other places. I'm going, amen, hallelujah, to Jamaica. I'm going, hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, don't go no other place. I'm going down, amen, to the Carolinas. Don't you go no other place. I'm going to Texas. Don't you go no other place. There is a God in Florida, and he has men and women of God. Inquire of them, amen, and God will give you a message. God will give you the word. And if he say you're going to die, you got to get yourself together. You got to get your life ready. You got to get ready with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you got to seek God. God will give you what you need. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hear from God. Hear from God. Hear what God is saying. Hear the prophet that God has sent to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will deliver you. God will bring you out. You that are not saved today, this is your day. This is your time to turn to God. This is your time to seek God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him come to God. I want you to say, Father, I want you to save me. I want you to deliver me. Come into my life. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sin and rose that I may have life. And I receive him and accept him into my heart today. Denounce the devil. Devil, I denounce you now. You have no power over me. You have no right over me. Hallelujah. I'm going to live for God the rest of my life. Give your heart over to, turn your heart over to him, and then find your church. Find your place where you can go and serve God, where they're preaching the word of God, where they, hallelujah, believe that you should be holy, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And there, amen, learn. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, he said. Praise God, hallelujah, you that are sick in your body, lay your hands on your body now. I bind every sickness, every disease, and every infirmity. I curse it now at the root. Hallelujah. By his stripes you are healed. You continue to confess your healing and say, devil, you're a liar. You will not keep me down. You will not hold me back. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. You keep confessing that you're healed, and God want to bless you, and God is going to bless you. God is going to deliver you. God is going to bring you out. You are free now. Amen. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank God. Begin to give him the glory. Give him the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And then come and meet me at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. You need to come and get what God has for you. God has sent somebody to your area. Hallelujah. That love you. I love you. And I'm praying for you. Amen. Constantly in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Last week, hallelujah. Glory to God. 7 days. I spent 7 hours each day in prayer for your life and for your deliverance this week. Spent, amen, 2 days, 7 hours each one of those 2 days praying for you, praying that God would bless and God would deliver. God sent me to this area for you. While I'm here, make good use of what God wants for you and for your life. Come on and be blessed. Meet us tonight. Amen. At 8 o'clock, Evangelist Serena Williams will be preaching the word of God. You need to hear the word. You need the word of God to be in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can ask what you want and God will give it to you. And then on Friday night, Evangelist Sheila Cochran will be speaking. Amen. 8 p.m. You don't want to miss these messages. Hallelujah. Messages that God has to give you the word of God. Amen. And then meet me Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. God has a word for you. Yes, you, yours truly. I will be speaking you and saying what thus say the Lord. You need to come on up and be blessed. You need to come on up and get your deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be as the king. Hallelujah. Not willing to hear. Amen. Seeking God from other areas that you know. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not good for your life. Come on. Come on to church. Come on where the gospel is preached. Come on where miracles and signs and wonders. Come on to Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Yes, we got miracle deliverance. Hallelujah. Healing. And we love to have revival. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring you closer to God. Come on and get your miracle. Come on and get your blessing. Because your blessing has your name on it, but you don't come and get it, we'll give it to somebody else. Hallelujah. Because it's time to seek God. Seek him now. It's time to hear God. It's time to hear from heaven. The kingdom of God suffers violence. Amen. You are suffering violence. But, amen, the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. You can be a part of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. And you can, amen, take what you want by force. God will give it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to seek God. It's time to turn from your wicked ways and hear what God is saying. Meet us tonight. Amen. And Friday night and Sunday. God got a message for you. God got a word for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you come and be blessed? Why don't you come and be delivered? Yes, this is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Amen. From Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and be blessed. Come on out. Amen. Because God wants to bless you and deliver you and bring you out. He want to heal you and he wants you to know you are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. He want to bless your finances. Because he owns everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. So he wants to bless your finance. He want to bring deliverance to you, your home, your family, your life. Amen. Hallelujah. He want to make everything brand new. So come on, bring your family out. Men, it's time for you to stand up and be men and bring your family to church. Amen. Women, it's time for you to, amen, stand by the man that's doing the right thing and say, yes, let's go together. Let's go and serve God. And God will bless you. Amen. Your life is not over when you have God. It's only just beginning. God bless you. And I'll be looking to see you at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Hallelujah. Tonight, Friday night, and Sunday. Hallelujah. I'll be looking for you. God bless you. And we love you. And we are praying for you. You will be blessed. Keep on, amen, serving God. And keep on listening. Keep listening, tuning in to this broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to send an offering, send it. Amen. God will bless you. Know that God.
heart is with you, so I keep it on the side. I'm gonna miss my blessing.